Attention, attention. Prepare to unleash the untamed spirit of the underground, where passion meets resilience, and dreams are forged in the fire of resilience. Stand tall, rise up, and let your brilliance illuminate the shadows. This is your clearing call to greatness, the anthem of the unsung heroes. Together, redefine the odds, break barriers, and pave the way for a new era of artistry. It's time to unite the world with your raw talent. So stand with me as we rise, conquer, and inspire. Origins. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Humail Mustang, and you're tuning into Origins, the pre-show. I want to give a special shout out to 423 Mac. Shout out to the young brother putting out music. He blends R&B and hip hop together to create his own sound. He got an interesting wave of creativity when it comes to his music. So, excuse me, I recommend checking him out. Go tune into Instagram. You can find him 423 Mac. You can find him on SoundCloud. Might be to find him on Spotify. I'm not too sure. But on this EP, you just keep it straight to the interview. So it won't be no music on this EP. However, you can look forward to the next one. I would definitely tag some music on this one. But it would not be no music. So you can fully show this artist support and love. Tune in. Check out his music. I believe he might be on YouTube as well. For anybody that's looking to support a real podcast like Origin, go ahead, tune in on Spotify, subscribe for $10 a month, support the love. We also started a GoFundMe as well. So if you want to tune in, support that, go ahead, look up GoFundMe. It's on Instagram, it's in my bio. If you want to support the vision, we got plans for Origin to take this to the next level. So anybody that's interested and want to support that, go ahead, donate. Go find us on GoFundMe. If that's not your thing, you can subscribe to the podcast. Like I said, $10 a month. We're constantly dropping content, at least 2 to 3 EPs a week. So be there, keep you entertained. And then we already got old EPs from back when Namaste Squad was a thing. So you can catch up on that. Exclusive content right there. A lot of content, a lot of entertainment. So show love, support the podcast. If you don't want to do that, you can share, spread the love of Origin. Let people know this is a place where you can promote. There's a lot of ways you can show love. So we appreciate it all, no matter which way you go. Thank you. Much love. And return that love to this artist right here. 423 Mac. Show him love. Today is his day. Enjoy it. Also, for anybody that don't know the routine, Origin is not just for me. So trust and believe for the artists that, you know, I've promoted already. If you got your own EP, keep promoting it. Keep bringing people, you know, to your EP. That way I can focus on other people and keep promoting. So keep bringing the audience to your EP is a win-win. Not only you promoting me, but you promote yourself, your interview. So same thing with, you know, people that I have done an EP with. If your EP not out yet, do the same thing. Show love to other people. Bring an audience here. So about time your EP do drop, you know, there's already people here that's going to support you. Y'all don't know how powerful I made Origin yet, but y'all going to see. So trust and believe to the people that's showing love. Guarantee y'all on the first of the list that I'll return back the love and support once the Origin kick off to a new level. But yeah, like I said, Origin is not just for me. I set up in a way where you can promote it and promote yourself all together. So thank you for all the support. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in. Much love. And we're going to tune back to the EP.
Hello? Hey, you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right.
How's it going?
Bad man, how you doing?
I'm good. Definitely good right now. How you doing? Well, I already asked you that.
Wait,
My
I think
bad.
I might be cut.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me clear?
No, you're good.
Okay. All right, cool. So I'm gonna start off with the introduction, then I'm gonna have you introduce yourself.
You're not
You ready?
be there.
You might be hearing me a little bit late. All cool.
Let's get it.
All
Yeah, I
right.
think it is. Honestly, I don't know. I think it, my internet going fucking slow as shit.
All
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
I won't do the introduction. I don't have to introduce yourself. All right, hello, lads and gents. This is your man, Over Mustang. You're tuning into Origins,
Let's
your
see.
friendly
Hold on.
local hub podcast show. Today, we got an
All right,
electrifying
cool.
interview lineup that's going to blow your mind. We're diving deep into the world of music, culture, and creativity with a guest who's about to drop some serious wisdom. So get ready to vibe with us because we're about to bring the heat. Celebrating underground artists and the power of music. Stay tuned, it's about to get real. Go ahead.
What's up? My name is 423 Mac. I'm from Johnson City, Tennessee. I'm an upcoming artist. If you love R&B and hip hop mix, then I'm the one you go to. You dig?
That's what's up, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 24 years old. I actually got a birthday coming up. I'm about to be 25, you know, halfway to 50.
Fine
So
quarter, I see.
I've been making music for about, I say about 16, 17 years. I've just now started like to modernize my sound. I was kind of, you know, stuck in like this one certain, you know, I guess you could call it a vibe. And I started like studying music. So, I mean, ever since I started studying music and modernized it, my music's starting to, you know, pop off a little bit more.
No.
You know, I'm just trying, you know, like every other artist, man, you know, just trying to make, you know, at least the money, not even the fame, just the money, you know.
Just the money.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how much fame are you willing to take? Like, you know, some songs could blow you out to like legendary.
Take it, bro. Anything is when it comes to music, because it's my, you know, one of my biggest passions in life. I think there is a limit that Drake, I don't think that would be, you know.
No crime. So, if you happen to hit that reach, will you take a break?
probably so, honestly. I would
No
say I'd
crime.
have to, at least to, you know, at least to, like,
No
you know,
crime.
I would have been, you know, really hard, you know.
No crime. Respect. And how you describe the journey on your way of like intimating the things you learned from like wait, when you was learning music, was it like writing the lyrics? Was it do you produce your beat?
Oh yeah, definitely. I actually linked up with this guy in my hometown. He goes by Timothy Two Times. Anybody knows who that is? He's a good person. He's actually the one that
Shout
taught me how to make beats. When I was freshman in high school, actually, I started off doing nothing but producing. I was linking with people, you know, making beats for people. All this creativity, all these people with these lyrics. I was like, yo. Something like this, you know. So
No,
I started, you know, writing my stuff, and like it was not with the, you know, the what would you even call it? I wouldn't even say culture, but it wasn't with the movement at the time, you know. It just wasn't what people were listening to. And I started studying hip hop, you know, vibing with what was coming out new, and you know, try to, you know, work around and tune my stuff to more modern so people were more hooked to it, because some, you know, these newer, you know, general attention spans kind of a little bit short, so you have to make catchy songs, you know.
And What is the challenges of being a producer compared to being an artist?
I ain't gonna lie, it's people wanting free beats. I can't even lie on that.
So free beats for a producer standpoint, and how about the artists?
The artists, I think it's more of the support, honestly. You know, I don't know. I know a lot of artists that are big. They say that, you know, nobody in your hometown really, you know, fucks with your music or anything until you blow up. And I believe that's very true, honestly, because, you know, people just don't want to take the time out unless, you know, you have something that everybody in the world already has big. And then they want to be a part of it. That's just, it just seems to be how it is, you know?
And how do you feel about that process? You think that's like...
I mean, it is what it is, you know? I mean, it's, to me, I really look at it as like, you know, if you really want to be a part of it, you should be for there for the whole process. But, you know, I will say, you know, being an artist, you're not close to everybody. So, I mean, it's understandable for, you know, majority of the people.
Okay. That's fine. And you've been making music for, you said, 15 to 16 years?
Yeah. Okay. I just started putting it out here recently, though.
Along your journey, what talent have you seen that you were just like, wow, that's amazing?
Well, I have this one guy. His name is Red Sky. One of my best friends. I actually met him when I first started doing music. He's an artist, and he never writes anything. I've never seen this man write a single thing when he records. He just goes into the booth, and he'll just record what's on his mind or how the, you know, beat makes him feel. And I've never seen anybody personally, like in person, ever do anything like that. They normally write it or at least type on their phone. But I guess pure talent, dude, because, like, no pen, no paper, no phone, just words, you know?
And for you, do you write or you freestyle?
I'm more write. I'm more of a poet person. So they had us do poetry and whatnot, and I kind of got, like, into that. And I think that's what, honestly, was part of me starting to write, too, you know, seeing talent and then combining, you know, it's like,
And out of your catalog, what is your personal favorite song?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a real good one. Let's see. I'd have to say one of my newer ones that I just put out with Kilo. I think you're actually going to do an interview with him, too. It's called After Hours. We just put that one out. It's a single that we did.
After Hours.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is on SoundCloud or YouTube?
I think it should be on all platforms, actually.
Okay. Well, you got Spotify as well?
That was the first thing I've submitted ever, so it should be on there, yeah.
Okay. The good thing, too, as well, in your EP, I would tag your music into your EP.
Hell yeah. I appreciate that for sure. Definitely appreciate that.
And I will also tag in, like, similar artists or artists that I would find, like, an interesting collab.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. Let me see. And what we were just talking, you're single. Okay. And I'm curious, out of your catalog, too, if you could pick two songs that could get a remix and you could put anybody on there.
Let's see. I would like to do my What I Do with Red Sky. I actually took a song that he recorded, threw in the vault. I chopped one of his samples up and made that song. I would love to do a remix on that one. And then, honestly, probably the Generational Wealth one. I have an extended version for that, but it's an empty verse, so that would be cool.
Okay. And you do any behind the scenes?
You say what? I'm sorry.
You do any behind the scenes?
I haven't got into that yet, honestly. Not just yet.
Okay. Have you performed?
Yeah, one time. It was in Pensacola, Florida.
How was that?
It was honestly, I ain't gonna lie, it was nerve-wracking. It was fun, though. It was a great experience. I had good people around, you know, good vibes. It was real nice for a first.
It was indoors?
You know? You said?
It was indoors?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out Pensacola subculture.
Okay. So from experiencing that, how, what eye opener have you learned from that experience?
Well, honestly, it's just, even if you don't have a big crowd, you know, just go out and perform like you got 100,000 people in front of you, you know, give it your all. You know, that's one thing I did learn for sure.
And you didn't know anybody in the crowd?
Not a single person. Just the people I brought with me.
Okay. Did you gain some fans out there?
Yeah, a couple. Honestly, yeah. I think I went from like, what was it? 115 on SoundCloud to like 120 something. It wasn't too many, you know, because it wasn't
I was talking about event, for the audience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What song was they rocking with?
I will say the Generational Wealth one. That was, I don't know, that seems to be one that everybody's really rocking with here recently.
Okay. And do you have any music video?
I'm actually working on some right now. I got one in the process for the Generational Wealth one, actually, speaking of.
Okay. And how do you go about selecting which songs is going to get a music video?
It's really off the plays, honestly, off the, you know, the streams, whoever, whatever song gets the most streams or songs, you know.
Okay. Is there like a, so if all your songs would have hit that like certain limit of popularity, would they all get a music video, or are you going to focus on the top of the top?
I think it would be the top of the top, but eventually I would probably get to the other ones too.
All right, that's what's up. Let me see. You're an independent artist, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
And is that by choice for now, or are you looking to get into a label?
It depends. You know, money has to be the right amount, because, you know, I know my worth. I'm not going to sign for, you know, just some measly, you know, like 100 grand or something. You know, but I would sign to a label, but like, you know, there's limits to it, you know.
What's your conditions?
Well, I know that I wouldn't sign for anything less than at least
200,000.
At least. Yeah. And it, the other things I haven't really thought about, it's part, because, you know, 100 grand, that's just, I mean, even 200 grand is pushing it, you know. That's because, you know, I'm not just an artist, I make my beats, I record and mix and master myself and whatnot. So
okay. And have you looked into like the benefits that you are interested in to take from the label?
I mean, somewhat. I haven't really dove into it too much, to be honest, because I don't want to do it all alone. You know, I'm trying to find somebody that's more versatile with that type of, you know, stuff. Because I've never dealt with anything like that. You know, I've always just put out
my stuff. Like the label?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And as far as like collaborating with like other artists, how far of the genre are you willing to touch?
Anything except country. And I'm not shitting on country artists, but I can't do country.
Okay. As a listener, or like
I can listen artist to country, I just can't make music. Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever ghostwrite?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Could you ghostwrite for a country song?
that's a good question. I feel like I really could, to be honest. And the reason why I say is because I've had a few people, you know, come to my studio and they want to do country music, like a hip-hop country music like mix. So it's like I feel like I could, honestly. I feel like I could ghostwrite for sure, but me singing, nah.
Okay, so country is the only genre that you're not willing to touch.
Yeah.
So you could do opera?
Honestly, if I had to, I'd figure it out some way, shape, or form.
Okay. All right. And I'm curious if your music could be a soundtrack for a movie/TV, or a commercial ad, or an anthem for a like sports team or some shit. Out of the three, which one you go for?
Definitely the sports team, for sure. I would say probably a movie too would be really cool. And I'm not sure about the last one, I will say. I'm not very sure about that one.
With the commercial ad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Okay.
it just depends on what the commercial is, you know?
So for the sports team, do you have a team in mind?
It depends. You know, if it's NFL, I'm gonna have to go Steelers, Pittsburgh all the way.
Okay.
If it's NBA, I'm gonna have to go Memphis.
And would the song be generation wealth?
Yeah, probably
Okay.
so. Yeah, I could see that would be in a good one, honestly. A lot of people
Okay.
seem to tie to that one, I will say.
You said some people getting tired.
Like no, I said I feel like a lot of people seem to tie with that song. Like they connect
Okay.
with it a lot more than any of my other ones.
Okay, and then what have you noticed to come to that conclusion?
Well, definitely the plays on that one, compared to a lot of my other ones, it's
Okay.
definitely one of the top ones for sure.
Okay. And do they like leave their feedback?
It depends. Normally, whenever I post stuff, like a lot of people will send me messages or DM me or, you know, just heart react to it. I don't really get too many comments. I know YouTube, I normally turn comments off. It's just a thing. I did it a long time ago and I've never really went back and turned them on.
I'm
But I mean, I
not
guess
mad
you
at it.
could say people give feedback, but it's not like, you know, like I guess verbal feedback.
Okay. And do you have a story or a memory with a fan?
Actually, the show, my first show I did, one of the guys in the crowd, he liked my music a lot, and he actually did a face tattoo for me.
Oh,
Yeah.
like he did your face tattoo?
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he it was it's actually a 423 Mac in Korean because my family originates from Korea.
Oh, shit. Shout out to and to the tattoo artist.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, I can't remember his name too good.
But if you ever encounter him again, will you do another tattoo with him?
Oh yeah, definitely. His shop was clean. They did really good work, you know. Prices are good too.
Okay. And how many tattoos you have?
Let's see. I know over 25.
Over 25.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. And the songs that I'm gonna bring up from my end is the ones that I personally listen to. So I would like to ask you on your creativity on it. And we're gonna start off with Ashtray.
All right. Well, with that one, I'm not gonna lie. I got the inspiration behind that one. I was searching on YouTube. I normally don't, you know, get beats from other people, but The Martians, he's a really good producer. Anybody, you know, listening to this that makes music needs hip hop beats, check out The Martians on YouTube. I was searching YouTube and I came across that beat. It was a Young Thug type beat. And
Okay.
I went by the title. The title on YouTube was Ashtray, and I was just laying in the bed, and I don't know, the chords in that song just hit a different way, and I came up with the hook, and the rest was, you know, fell along with it. You know, I love whenever I can hear beats and I can just immediately know what I want to do with it, you know. And Martians never fails with that for sure.
Okay. That's what's up. And this is somebody that you personally know?
No, he's actually a pretty big producer, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure a producer ever do like Future with another producer. Is that
Honestly, like you mean like collabs?
yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Me and the dude who actually taught me how to do, make beats and whatnot, Timothy Two Times, he taught me how to make beats. Me and him collabed on several beats. I've collabed with a couple people who recently, AC Freddy, he's an upcoming producer. And then a couple more. So yeah, definitely. I tried to actually link with Nardin B back in 2017, but I had ran into a bunch of crazy stuff to where money got messed up. But yeah, I really was trying to link with Nardin B. I've heard that name before.
I might have.
They produced the
not ringing a bell.
T-shirt by Migos.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That was a nice beat. For the Asteroid part, I was fucking with it. The melody definitely stick to me.
Definitely.
I think it has a nice flow on it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Try to deliver on every song. You know how it is.
And speaking of, like, you ever experienced like a creativity block?
Yeah, honestly, right now, I'm literally experiencing that right now. I've been in the studio making beats for like 3 days trying to write songs, and I just cannot. it happens every once in a while, and then I don't know. I'll just hear either a beat or I'll think of something, and then it's like I'm back to it again.
You know? Okay. And that's all you need to get out of the funk?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, most of the time, yeah. Like, I don't, when I'm by myself in my studio, you know, it's like my creativity comes out. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have other people in here too. You know, I have creativity too, but especially like when I'm doing my own stuff, you know, I focus more when I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, then the creativity is more easier to, I guess, come back than it is when there's a lot more people around.
Okay. Next song I got is Gonna Do It.
That song, I made that beat on the spot, and I actually wrote that hook as soon as I got done making that beat. I think I actually made that song like 3 or 4 days ago. I was actually in my room just standing by the dresser. I had my computer set up with my mic because I have a studio and I have a travel one. So this one I just had with me downstairs, and I set all my stuff up and just started writing to it. And what I had started first was the ad-libs, like, you know, you're harmonizing. I love a harmony. I get that from T-Pain. I love T-Pain, and, you know, he inspired me to do harmonies, and I lay harmonies down first, and then the hook, and then the verse, and got the track, you know. That's I love harmonizing. That's one of my, I love it. Like, that's why I understand why I can't do country music, because, you know, it's where a lot of harmonies come from, country, gospel, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Next on the list, Focus.
Let's see. Sorry, I had to remember which one that was for a second. I don't know if you know who Somatics is. They're I don't know if they're considered a label or not, but they sell sample packs for producers and whatnot. That beat, I had actually got a sample pack from Somatics and used a couple of their samples and like mixed them together. And that's how I got the beat for that. And the inspiration behind that song, I will have to say, I was dealing with a bunch of friend issues. There were some people that had like crossed me, I guess you could say. That's a simple way to put it. So I kind of just, you know, was just kind of spilling how I feel, you know. It's just, you know, I focused in my own way, you know. Whatever people say, I'm going to do me.
And when it comes to your writing, what the themes or the messages you typically incorporate into your music?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? I don't think I understood that too good.
Are there any specific themes or messages that you often incorporate into your music?
Okay. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a big smoker, so I put that in there quite often.
Okay.
That's all I do. I don't drink like that, you know. Just a big smoker.
I respect that. From a fella, 420.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to you. Yes, so what? You prefer blunt, joint, bong?
Blunt all day. Blunt all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what the type of high are you? Either
Go ahead. I'm a sativa person.
Okay.
I will have to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
what is that? How'd that make you feel, like, more relaxed?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I'm able to, it doesn't get me, you know, like, hype or anything. It doesn't make me go to sleep, which I've never really, you know, been that type of person to pass out, you know, unless I'm, you know, eating an edible or something. But, I mean, when I smoke, you know, I'm normally, that's another thing that I wouldn't say it helps with the creativity, but it definitely gives some, you know, motivation toward, you know, especially some lyrics, because, you know, it just, it ties into so many things. Like, you could literally be smoking and hiking, smoking, driving, you know, like, it ties into so much, and a lot of people connect with it, you know?
Okay. And, Surrender? Hello? Surrender.
Sorry, I think
I believe it's pronounced Surrender.
Said, bit of it.
Surrender. I believe you that's how you pronounce it.
Wait, you're talking about the song, you're talking about the song that I did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Give me a second, honestly.
That one
I downloaded a random sample pack offline for that one. And I found melody. It's actually just like one melody together, like the whole melody.
And I actually was watching live shout out 808 Mafia.
He was making beats. I was hearing the
hi-hat patterns and bass patterns
he was doing. That inspired me to, you know, throw the hi-hat patterns and bass patterns like out on the beat. And with the hook, I was just, you know, I was
some like
Bone Thugs kind of stuff, I guess you could say, but like a modernized, you know, with the drug out, you know.
Okay.
That's
what's up. Oh, you cut out.
To do back in.
I'm trying to describe it.
And...
I can't even describe it, honestly.
No problem. Yeah, I get you. And since we're hitting the halfway mark, how we doing on time? You good?
All right.
Okay, we good on time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're cutting out again. I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
Should be good now. Sorry about that.
No problem. Are there any artists that have influenced your work?
Let's see. I will say definitely Wiz Khalifa. That way he got me through high school. That was a big, you know, big artist for me. Big inspiration too. T-Pain, of course. T-Pain was my go-to as a kid. I grew up on T-Pain. And I have to say, came alive, man. Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, you know, yeah. Ever since The Block Is Hot,
would it be sick to say those three would be a dream collab for you?
Oh man, that would be crazy. That would be crazy. That would be awesome, honestly.
And as far as like performance, are you looking to go back on tour?
Oh yeah, I would love to. Right now I'm working on trying to get a lot more content out. I feel like I could have had more, you know, with the first show. So with my next one, I want to make sure I have a lot more, you know, situated and everything straight. Cause the last show, it was good, but it was kind of just like slapped together by everybody. So, I mean, there were some parts that were kind of iffy about it, but the next show, I'm definitely going to make sure that everything's set and I got more content and you know, everything goes as planned. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to get, I want to try and at least have another show by sometime this summer. That's what I'm looking at.
And how long was your performance for?
I want to say it wasn't too long because we had a couple people performing. I want to say mine was like 20, 30 minutes. Wasn't too much, you know.
Okay.
But.
And how many songs you was able to fit in that time frame?
See, I think four or five because I did like spacing in between each one of them.
Okay.
You know, just so I could, you know, talk to everybody, I guess you could say.
So, you talk to the people in the back?
Talk to the audience, you know, try to get everybody engaged, you know, try to get that audience participation, as we call it.
And how that goes?
It depends, you know. Some people, I feel like a lot of people are shy to participate at a concert, especially if they don't know the artist. You know, so sometimes it's a challenge
to me. Okay. All right, that's what's up. What advice will you have or will you give to aspiring independent artists?
Honestly, personally, me, what keeps me going is just believe in yourself, really. Like, I think that's an underestimated statement. I think people hear that and they're like, yeah, I hear that all the time. But honestly, if you really believe in yourself and manifestation, man, manifestation is real. I will have to say that I wholly believe in manifestation. Believe in yourself and manifest.
Okay. And do you have any upcoming? I think you were talking about upcoming project, right?
Yeah, I'm working on my one on SoundCloud right now, on my A game. That's the one I'm working on right now.
As a single?
It's going to be, I'm working on an album. I've put out just a couple songs on it just so, you know, people can get like a glimpse of what it's going to be like, you know, what the album's going to be based around. But I've got like 15 more songs to add to it. I've got already half of them recorded. They just need mixed and mastered, you know.
And how do you go about deciding which songs stay in which order and all that?
For me, it just really goes about the vibe for me. Like the beats, especially like the beats, if they don't match up. Like if I have like a rock hip hop beat next to like a R&B hip hop beat, that just, you know, to me that just doesn't collab. Like you need a mix, but you have to make the vibes line up, in my opinion. So that's how I do mine, you know. It goes from like one vibe to another. Like it might go from like your R&B hip hop to like, you know, full hip hop, you know, or just full.
So you more like structure it like a playlist?
Yeah, basically, yeah. For me, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. And do you ever continue the saga over to the next song?
I don't think so, honestly.
Have you talked about which of your song been a challenge for you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Interested in your opinion.
Let's see. I would have to say a song that's been a challenge for me. It's actually a good one, honestly. Let's see. I would say that it probably has to be the Ashtray one. That song is actually an old song. I recorded it like 2 years ago. The thing was that every time I tried to record it, for some reason, I don't know what, I guess it might have been my old computer. But there would be like this latency, so like it would like skip, like it was like a CD, you know, almost. And I for the life of me, I could not figure out what it was, so I just kind of put it in the vault and forgot about it. And I finally got a new computer, and I was going through my vault and I found it, And I was like, man, I got to re-record that, you know. And thankfully, there was no latency or no skipping or anything. So I was able to upload it. I think that's probably one of my biggest issues with making music is, well, was ever since until I got this new computer. But latency issues. Some the FL Studio recording in Fruity Loops just me personally, I think Pro Tools is way better.
Pro Tools?
Yeah, definitely. For recording at least, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And Pro Tools, that's a whole its own thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Pro Tools is what's used in like a lot of your major studios and whatnot. That's what a lot of people use.
Okay, got it, got it. And previously, you was using what
FL Studio. I started off with 11. That's what that seems to be what every producer started off with for some reason. Metro Boomin, that's what he blew up on, was using FL Studio 11. But now I use 21. 21 is definitely like it's the shit.
21.
Yeah, the FL Studio 21, that's it's one of the upper dolls right now for at least making beats, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And from this pack, is it like it just like an update version, or do you this is like a whole nother?
Oh, it's a whole nother. Like it's like a it's well, it's kind of, I guess you could say updated, but like it's got a lot, so much new stuff in it. It might as well be like a new one, you know.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. How do you go by marketing promotion?
That's a good question. Right now, I haven't. Where I just started putting out music, I haven't really been focused on too much marketing. As far as promotion goes, I normally just, you know, post to my social media and then share with people, and then it'll, you know, they'll share it and it'll go from there. So I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been really focused on that too much. I've been really focused on getting the content and then promoting it, I guess you could say. Yeah, I don't even think I really have a plan for that as of right now, to be honest with you. I'm still working on a lot of stuff.
Okay. Do you use locations when you post?
Every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Okay. My advice is since you know how you strategize your music, take that concept, take that same concept to like picking your locations. Like, for example, if you judge your music off of vibe, what vibe is it getting off, and then pick the location from there, especially if you got like a 420 song.
That's actually
post that shit in areas that, you know, weed is legal or like, you know, drugs or whatever. Fuck.
I would have never thought of that. That's smart. I would have never thought of that. That's crazy.
For good vibes, pick vacation spots.
Okay.
Especially if it's like commercial, like, you know, accessible. Post that in like vacation spots and shit. And then if yours got like a particular theme, take advantage of like holidays, automatically there's going to be a traffic on Halloween, Valentine's, Christmas.
Gotcha. I literally put that in my notes because it's I literally would have never thought of that. That's a good strategy for sure. One thing I did think about doing, and I don't know, a couple people told me it was a good idea, but, you know, there was also, you know, other people that told me, like, you know, what are you doing? But I thought about printing out QR codes and with my logo in the middle of it and, like, on stickers and sticking them everywhere.
That's smart. I'm even seeing commercial ads. Like, that's the whole new thing now. Like, they're not really creating, like, ads anymore. It's, like, more like the fucking code thing will pop up. And then you can, like, your phone just, like, scan that shit. So that is different, especially if you can get that out on, like cards and shit that you could just hand out.
Yeah.
But it's, like, with your music. That would be dope.
Definitely.
Like, motherfuckers can just walk by, scan it, and just play
your music. Yeah. That'd be really cool, honestly. That would be really cool.
And also, another thing too, like, for some artists I have talked to, I also recommend checking out previous episode. You probably pick up some things from them too.
Gotcha.
But there was also one artist, I forgot which one, I think it was Jalen. I think he was talking about how he would go to like local barbershops.
Oh, wow. That's actually smart. Yeah, a lot of people hang out barbershops around here. So that
would I would recommend taking advantage of like local businesses, especially. Ain't nobody got the money to pay for copyright.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Independent artists, you can fluctuate your weight around and be like, hey, you know, I give you permission to play my shit, whatever demands that you have for it.
That's very true. That's very true. Hell yeah.
So we got barbershops. And collaborations as well. So the one thing I take advantage with collaborating with a lot of artists, since I could just focus on content.
Yeah.
Technically, y'all my promotion. The more y'all blow up, the more attraction I get.
Yeah.
So collaborations work in your favor too.
Definitely, yeah. I've tried to, you know, I definitely would like to collaborate with more people. I just, I have yet to reach out to people, honestly. I think the only person I've reached out to, and I'm still kind of in talk, so I can't really speak too much on it, but, is Project Pat.
Okay.
I've been trying to get a feature from him. It's just about, you know, getting the money situated.
But, so, the perfect thing about my podcast, it's like a library of full like content creators. And oh shit! Yeah. Speaking of, shout out to Jet Production. I'm about to collaborate with Well, I'm in the mid of process of collaborating with Jet Production. They create like action films, like
Kung Fu,
karate, and all that shit. So right now, I'm in the process of collaborating with them. They are looking to collaborate with artists that have like soundtracks to their fights.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome! Hell yeah, that's cool as hell.
All right, bet. I've seen your promo over.
Hell yeah, that's cool as hell.
Fuck, was about to say. Oh, well, on the production side of that, they're creating like, you know, films and, you know, karate films and shit. They recently did like a boxer versus martial artist or shit like that.
Yeah.
And I had him on the podcast too. He was talking about how far he was willing to explore and, you know, add upon this. And he was talking about how somebody got knocked out on the set too. So he was like, you know, some of them parts that look too real might have actually happened. So
no, yeah, I believe that.
So yeah, I would definitely see you over the video too.
Hell yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem. Okay. So, or as well, having like certain people on your team too, like recruiting like other people with talent, you can lessen the load.
That is true. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, here where I'm at, I know quite a few people, but at the same time, it's not too many people that do music and whatnot. That's why I haven't collaborated with anybody locally.
You gotta expand your mind. There's YouTube reactors.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube reactors, you can take advantage. You know, these other whatever benefit you, but the point is that all these people have different talents and different fields that you can use to your advantage if you don't want to focus in this area.
Gotcha.
And to me, I always treat it like a use relationship. It was like whatever we both bring to the table and whatever we can benefit from that. And if they can play their part, keep them there, and then you don't even have to worry about that area.
Definitely. That's smart.
And with the artists that you have you collaborated with the artists?
I have Kilo and then Red Sky. They're the only two ones I've collaborated with.
Okay.
Red Sky is my
Kilo. Kilo sound familiar.
Yeah. I think you're actually about to do an interview with him. He's at The Important Kilo on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm definitely going to double check. But shout out to you, brother. Just know that I'm collaborating with a lot of people, so it's getting a little hard to keep track of.
No, you're good.
Okay. So when it came to, like, collaborating with them, like, how you felt about that experience?
Well, Red Scott, he's basically my brother. I've known him for almost a good 15 years, I'd say. With me, he's the one that, I told you that doesn't write in the studio. When he gets in here, he just says whatever he's feeling.
Okay, I've
Me and him, every time we get into the studio, it's immediately, a create like something. We've got so many songs in the vault and whatnot, because every time we link, it's just immediately, something recorded,
Okay.
With Vinny, every time he comes in, it's there's always a different vibe. Like, it's cool because, like one day he'll come in and it'll be like, nothing but hip hop. Another one, he'll come in and be like R&B. It's cool, different vibes and whatnot.
Okay. And when the time artists push you to your limit in a good way.
I would say there's a couple times where me and Risk I were recording, and I don't know, I just had, there's I'm sure every artist has the trouble recording where they're like slurring words without it, and like they're not even faded, they're just like, I guess, going too fast, and they're just like messing up the words. And I remember I recorded this one song. It was actually called Let Me Know. I've got it posted on SoundCloud. I recorded the hook to that, I think, at least a good 20 times. Because I didn't like the way I sounded. And I was really trying to just scrap it and throw it in the vault at first. But he was like, nah, this song, he's like, I like this song too hard. This beat is too hard. He's like, you've got to do this, man. I was like,
You said get your ass back in
No,
the
really. He literally said there, he's like, I will literally hold this mic up to you and make you do this right now. I was like, all right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And when is the time that you challenge yourself? Or no, well, how you go about challenging yourself?
See, this ties into the writer's block thing. Whenever I get writer's block, I'll sit there and sometimes I just want to give up, and not want to keep on trying to write. But I'll sit there and I'll hear something, like it might be, another artist's song or, something on TV, and I'm just like, I've got to do this. Like, it's like a, I guess you could say it's like a motivation.
No, Corona.
But like, I guess you could say I force myself to do it, but it ends up coming, it's always ends up with a good outcome. I don't think I've ever had a negative outcome of, forcing myself to be creative, I guess you could say.
Okay. What's this up? And how do you handle criticism and feedback?
Hey, I'm open to all criticism and feedback. Any feedback and criticism is, something that can help me elevate, what I'm working on.
And do you have a favorite criticism that you've received?
Honestly, not really. I just listen to everybody. I try to listen and actually, soak in what people are saying, I don't think I really have a specific one.
That stands out.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What is it like to explore when it comes into like just being an artist and your craft?
Like you mean like exploring like the different genres, or
As in
like
far like if it's into your poetry or you producing without having no expectations, you just fucking around, just letting the experience just carry you. What is that like?
For me, I call it getting in my zone. I guess that's what I call it. 'Cause whenever I'm like, whenever I just go into making music or, working on a project, I like My old lady, she's literally got on my ass before because I'll literally be up here for hours without realizing it. Like, I just get stuck, you know. I'm so into what I'm doing. I get so what I'm, like, you know, into it. It, for me, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it, but, like, there's certain sounds that I will hear that would literally just not make me move. Like, I just, I'll be like, yeah, I've got to do something with that, and I'm not moving until I do, you know. And like, that's just, you know, I feel like that's how it is a lot of the time, you know.
Okay. And I don't think I asked you this yet, but what's a fun fact about you?
I have one kidney.
You have one kidney?
Yeah, I lost it when I was 7 years old. I fell off a porch, and the impact of me falling ruptured it.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Do you feel all that?
Honestly, from what I remember, I didn't feel anything. I just couldn't breathe. I just couldn't breathe. And I did die, by the way. I did die, but I was resuscitated.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Honestly, sometimes I second guess it, but I look at my stomach, I'm like, that's real. That's a real scar, you know.
Or like the amount of times, like, you know, because like when you really think about life, we never really consider how easy it is to really get fucked up.
No, so dude, it's like, crazy.
So it's like a amount of times I fell down the steps and shit, and I fell down the steps with bikes. Because I was, like, riding the bike in the house and shit, you know. And one time I was on the fence, I got my head stuck in the balancer.
Oh, shit.
No, luckily, I just perfectly fit. You know, like, taking that, and it, I used to jump off, like, high places and shit.
Oh, that's, that's.
And I used to jump on my siblings, and I would call out at the last second for them to catch me. But my brother, you know, tired us and let me crash into the fucking... I think it was like a drawer or some shit. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I crashed into, you know. But basically what I'm saying is I did all that. I still got
Hey, and the thing was, let me tell you, bro, the crazy thing was about this. And when I tell you, like, when people think that this porch was like all 50 feet off, no, this porch was 4 feet off the ground, dude. I fell 4 feet and it ripped my shit in half. Like, how does that even
are you like belly flop?
I land on my ass, man. I don't know how it happened like that. It generally does not make any sense to me. Like, it was supposed to happen, but how it happened, like, that just doesn't. I've tried to think about that over and over. I've taken mushrooms and thought about it to see if it made me see a different angle, and that just nope.
So, with one lung, are you cautious about your like health and everything?
Honestly, I mean, I try not to drink because, you know, I mean, I know, you know, the kidneys filter, you know, your blood and whatnot. So, I mean, I try not to drink too much because where, you know, your kidneys do filter your blood and shit, I don't want to end up with diabetes because that'll kill me faster than anything, you know, just being realistic. But other than that, no, I mean, I don't eat too bad, you know. I will say one thing I do that's probably worse than drinking alcohol is drink soda like a damn. Like it's water.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably one of my downfalls. But other than that, it's not, you know, I'm not too worried about my health, you know.
As long as you drink a lot of water, have some like fruits into your mix.
Yeah, the fruits is where it's at. My doctor told me a lot of people actually don't realize, but fruit is actually where you get a lot of your water from, more than actually drinking water. Your body retains fruit water apparently more than it does actual water. I didn't know that.
You know what? That makes a lot of fucking sense. Because I'm not even going to hold you. You know, and it might be the purest thing on this fucking planet, but it's like the most basic bitch out there. It's like, yeah, I can have her, but I can do so much better.
Not for real. Not for real.
but that actually makes a lot of sense. So, damn. Okay. Yeah. I'm actually curious. I'm seeing what that diet would like.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. You'll have to be near a toilet your first like few days if you have eaten nothing but fruit. Especially if you're not a big fruit eater. Oh man, it'll clean you out.
But see, I can do that than just eating fucking vegetables.
Yeah,
like just being a vegan. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've tried the vegan thing that did not. As soon as I smelled meat, I was like, nah, this ain't it for me.
And that's not even my problem. I just don't like the fact that you try to lie to me. That's not chicken. Why?
No, I seriously, like, dude, that's a whole eraser. What are you talking about?
I'm just like, why would you just call it a fried pickle or some shit? You want a lot for you to call it like fried chicken and everything.
Or some, like, some fucking carrot chicken. Bacon, you know? Like, what the hell?
Yeah. And then, if we, not to get too lost in it, but I'm going to end it off with this. The ingredients doesn't add up to the final product.
It does not, no. Not at all.
I see all this added shit and it's still bland as fuck.
As fuck.
Okay. Let me see. Which collaboration from your part that you enjoy?
I love Red Sky, but I think me and Vinny's collaboration was probably the most interesting one. It was like, it was just, you know, random. Like, it was so random. I pulled the beat up and, I had like half of some lyrics written for a hook. And I spit him and he, you know, had some stuff that he had written. And ironically, it went perfectly together with it. And, so I mashed it together to create the hook. And then he just, he found a verse in his phone that, you know, went with everything. And we were both just like, damn, this was like, you know, it was almost like this was planned, but, you know, it was all random. So okay. I would say that's probably my favorite one.
Okay. And when it comes to, I know like, female artists is being like, trending a lot lately. Like, a lot of people are looking for like female artists to collaborate with. Is that on your lookout as well?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
And what female artists you look for?
Honestly, anyone. Honestly, there's not really any specific, to be honest.
Okay, glad you said that. I am promoting some new promos at the moment.
Heck yeah.
So I got a couple of female artists in the list.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd like to collab with them, man. Definitely. If you don't mind, send them to me. I'd like to connect with them and see.
No call. But I got you. Next song I got on the list, I Could Tell You.
That one, another Somatic sample. Actually, a couple of their samples I blended together. I love Somatics. Shout out to them. Steven Somatics is a cool person. I took their sample and I basically stretched it just the slightest. Like, it's literally probably like half a minute stretched, if that. And then I added my drum patterns onto it, and I was feeling another harmony. That was another harmony I was feeling, and with the ad-libs, I had recorded the ad-libs first. I don't know why I do that, but, like, whenever I hear certain songs or, like, certain beats, the harmonics is what comes first. So I'll record those first, and then it's like my lyrics come after that. And that's what happened in this case. I recorded the ad-libs, and then the hook just came. It was I wasn't really feeling anything particular in the moment. It just, I don't know, it was something that sounded like it was kind of catchy, but, you know, also like something that somebody, you know, could relate to, you know. So it was a personal vibe session, I will say. I was just vibing by myself on that one.
No problem.
Fun fact for that song, but Kilo is actually supposed to do a verse on that one, but some stuff kind of happened, you know.
So will that version of that ever come out, or?
Oh yeah, he actually messaged me 2 days ago about it, and I actually forgot to message him about it, ironically.
Okay, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I love doing remixes. I have like, I think like 2 or 3 remixes of my songs. I haven't posted them, but I think remixes, like, I genuinely like collabing with other artists and to hear how they would put their own spin on something I've already done. I love it. Like, that's just, it's like they're, you know, they're like, it's like support, but also, you know, creativity all in one, you know.
Okay. And have artist did a remix to your
Red Sky has done a remix. I think he did a remix to What I Do. That's in my vault currently. I don't think it's mixed and mastered. I think that's the only reason why it's in there. But he did a remix to that, and I think he did a remix to
You know what? That could be another form of content.
What, like remix of people's songs?
Have it like set up to like an open challenge for like other artists, like on like TikTok.
Yeah, like posting posting the open verse. That would be hard. That's actually a good idea. Excuse me. I could send you some I got some like the Generational Wealth one. I could send you that one to get some people. That would be honestly pretty cool to see what people could do on that, honestly.
Oh,
Yeah,
but
that'd be really
definitely
cool.
a fire promo. Yeah, I'd be down for
For sure. Yeah, I got you for sure.
it. Next song, After Hours.
That was the one with me and Kilo. That was the random, the random spot on. That song, I wrote the hook to that one. I had made the beat like probably like a month or two prior to the session, and he came in and I was just playing it and I was writing to it when he came in, and he was like, I think I got something that could fit to this. And I was like, all right, let me hear it. And he's spit his verse and it went perfect. And we were sitting there listening to it. This was before I had recorded the ad libs to it. And he was like, there's something missing here. I was like, ad libs, we need ad libs. So I went in there and I added that humming in the background, that ad lib in there. And for some reason, like it's so basic, but like it's like completed the song, I will say. Like it definitely added that extra, filled in the extra space that was needed.
And how you go about like knowing the right amount of ad-libs you need?
For me personally, I just go off feeling. Like I don't ever write my ad libs down. I don't ever really, I just go into it. Like if I'm recording a song, I'll listen to it after I record it and I'll like get a general idea and go from there.
Okay. And how you go about your covers?
I make all my covers myself. It's really just whatever I've got going on at the moment. With my recent one, it was, like some basically I'm trying to put like a thing, do like a theme of it sounds corny, but I guess you could say like getting women, like being on my A game and getting women.
Oh, so you're a playboy.
I'm not supposed to be.
Oh man. That's funny. Let me see. Different.
That one, honestly, that was kind of just like a, I don't even know. You know how artists, I call them like throwaways, even though they're not throwaways, but you know how artists like put songs on the album that really don't hit too hard. That was like one of those for me. I was like, I need something that needs like, and a placer to fill this space because, I needed the X amount of songs in there. And that one was just kind of like a filler. But the lyrics behind that one were definitely meaningful. Again, that was around the time where I was having some friend issues, and so I was just kind of putting feeling into it, and that that was the product of it. But yeah, that was kind of just like a throwaway.
And the last song I got, Double Tree.
Doubletree, that was a random one. That was I heard that beat, another somatic sample. I love the sample. That's one thing I love to do is sample when I make beats. I flipped another somatic sample for that one, and it was very different. Like that beat was normally like not my style, but I don't know what it is about that one. It was hitting different, and I was smoking a blunt while I was, listening to it, and ironically, I was this was before our Florida show. So, you know, we were preparing and everything. I was packing for the hotel right before I had, you know, came into the studio. And I was like, damn, about to be smoking blunts in a, you know, hotel. And for some reason, my mind went to DoubleTree because that's the closest hotel over here to me where I live. Mm. So I was like, huh, I've smoked in the DoubleTree before.
So, a lot. That was not the last song.
No, you're
generational,
good.
Generational Wealth, I also listened to as well. YouTube.
That one, that's a lot of people's favorite one. That's honestly one of my personal favorites. Simply because
came with, 4 months ago.
You say what? You say four? Yeah, honestly, yeah. It feel like I put that out like yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that one honestly hits very close to home with me because my parents kicked me out at 18, so I lived on the street for quite some time. Like I stayed out in the cold, and you know, just looking back where I came from, you know, I tried to with that song. You know, when I have a kid, you know, I want my kid to be set. You know, I don't want my kid to be living on the street. You know, mm-hmm. I tried to give people an image of what it was like, you know, or what it would be like if they haven't been in that predicament to, you know, sleep outside and basically get everything from your own, you know, with no handouts, you know.
Mm. And so you experienced homelessness and all that.
Oh, yeah, man. Homelessness, fucking hunger. Like, I've been through some stuff, man. But, you know, I try not to hang on to that because, you know, I'm thankful for where I'm at right now, way further than where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Way further.
Well, shout out to you for making past that.
Yes, sir.
Let me know, Amix.
That was the one that me and Risk I did, the one that he had forced me to do the verse on. I did a remix to that one. On my own. I don't know. I was just on that one. I was kind of just bored in the studio because I didn't really have any new beats, and I, you know, for some reason I just didn't feel like working on anything. So I pulled up the FLP file for that one, and I basically inserted like an open verse, and chopped it up and basically did a remix to my own song.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know. It was just, I guess you could say I did it because I was bored.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's an original Let Me Know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one with Red Sky. He's on the remix too, just on the hook though, on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. New Phone.
I love that song. I ain't gonna lie. That's probably one of my first songs actually ever recorded. I recorded that with like a $15 microphone from like Amazon. And I think the inspiration behind that was I had literally just got a new phone. And I remember there were so many people like once you have logged back into your social media, your phone starts blowing up and stuff, you know. Mm. And that's literally how it was. Like it was like endless notifications and, you know, I would like had to go and reply to people like, sorry, I had to miss your message, you know, had to add you back in my contacts and stuff because, well, I got a new phone.
And for the actual last song, for sure. For sure.
That one, the first time I ever sipped lean, I did that song. And personally, where I have one kidney, I can't do stuff like that. So that was probably like a once in a lifetime thing, but it was an experience, and it was wild. Me and Red Sky, that was a collaboration that we did on that one. We were listening to the beat, and it was just it was like everything was just wavy, like it was wild. Everything felt great, like I don't know, it was just a good vibe, if that makes sense. And he did his verse first, and it was just a freestyle, you know, he was just freestyling, and I ended up writing my hook based off of that, and my verse based off my hook, and that's how we got that song. So basically, that song is surrounded, like, the motivation behind that was just a double cup, you know?
Don't quote me. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, I don't condone drugs. But you said what?
How many albums you have?
Albums, like actual albums, I think my Sound, Cadence, and Rhythm, and then I think my new On My A Game is going to be my next one. I think the other ones are EPs, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. And which platform have all your projects?
You said which platform?
Yeah, have all your projects.
As of right now, since I just started uploading, you know, I would say SoundCloud. But I'm right now, I'm actually in the process of getting everything on all platforms. It's just going through a submission period right now. It's already uploaded to them. They just got to review it. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's coming towards the end of the interview, and I would like to offer you, fuck with your energy, so I would like to offer you this. Whenever you're working on a new project or you're dropping, I don't give a fuck if it's a single, album, or you're just feeling cocky.
Yeah.
But whenever you want to promote yourself, you're welcome to use this platform.
I appreciate that for sure. Amen. I really appreciate that.
I would create a new promo, and we would do this again.
Definitely.
Your EP will be out within like 2 to 3 weeks. I have a few episodes before you, and I'm posting.
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on. That's what I'm trying to do.
What?
You said release the EP within the next 2 weeks. In that?
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, that's what you're trying to do with your project as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought that's what you're asking. I ain't gonna lie. This thing's cutting out like crazy.
No problem. What I was saying was your EP will be out within 2 to 3 weeks. I have a few episodes before you, and I drop an episode like every third. I drop a bit between like 2 episodes a week to give some time and space for each episode.
All right, cool. I understand what you're saying now. My bad. I misunderstood what you said at first. I'm slow.
Sometimes. Oh, no problem. But if you're music come out before the episode, that would be perfect because I could tie in new songs into your EP.
Definitely. I got you for sure.
Definitely. To your audience, whoever got Spotify, they can listen to your song all the way through. If they don't, they can only listen up to 30 seconds.
Sounds good. Appreciate that for sure.
No problem. And we can end off with this. Drop all your socials if you want to do any shout outs. And out of 3 songs out of your catalog, drop 3 songs out of your catalog for your fans, to anybody in the audience to go to.
3 songs, Generational Wealth, top one right now. I have to say, Gonna Do It is another one. And then Ashtray, I just released that one. Those are my 3 right now. My social media, Snapchat's at 423Mac, spell out 4, and then your number's 23, and then Mac spelled out. Instagram, 423Mac, and YouTube, 423Mac as well.
Okay. And that's all your social platform?
Yeah.
Okay. And anybody want to shout out?
Shout out The Important Kilo, shout out Somatics, 808 Mafia, and shout out Wiz, Inspiration.
All right. Yeah, it was great to have you on this podcast. Looking forward to having you on here again.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. See you at the top. You too.
Survivors of the Underground, as we close this chapter, remember, you are the fearless few, the pioneers in the world's shadows. Let your battle cries echo through the death and your ingenuity be the torch in the darkness. This podcast isn't just a broadcast. It's a sanctuary for the daring, the unyielding, the architect of a new era. So embrace your uniqueness. Break free from the chains of comfortability. Let the world quake at the might of your insurgent spirit. Until we reconvene, keep thriving, keep roaring, and let the underground realms know the survivors are here to dominate. And remember to stay origin.